countrywide on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by the Irish Farmers Journal. Now with our highest ever readership of 321,000 weekly readers.
This morning, that's almost all we have time for this week. Today's programme is produced by Eileen Herron. Stay tuned for playback coming up after the 9 news. Ella McSweeney will be here next week and I will talk to you, yes, live from Bloom in 2 weeks' time. But to finish on the theme of spuds, for Seamus O'Rourke, walking the Lee Field at home brings back memories of the annual ritual of planting potatoes and his parents' attempts to keep up with the changing times. Until I talk to you again in a couple of weeks' time, bye-bye and thanks for listening.
Lee Ground. We called it the Pretta Field. Every year without fail we grew our potatoes there. But our soil was not renowned for food or fodder, and the earth grows tired and out of breath. Time to leave the field to rest. We would now move to Lee Ground. Time we found somewhere else, somewhere even more obscure, to cart manure and set this year's potatoes. I was only small back then. My brother in his prime at 9, he showed me how to cut the splits, the seed for the coming year. For days we sat among the wrinkled skin of last year's crop, and with the kitchen knife we sliced them up, leave an eye for the sprout. Nearly every spud makes 4. We didn't make potato drills, we coped with a plough, and ridges came up straight somehow and neat. The sod tramped with our tiny feet, and dung was sandwiched in between, and splits were added to that seam, eyes up and a foot apart. That was our father's art of putting in the potatoes. This time of year when the clocks are moving and spring removes her shawl, we took out the horse plough, pulled now by tractor, no yoke, no traces, no swingle tree, just a drawbar and chain. The Ferguson 20, now to blame for not going straight. Mammy sat up top in this new grey mule, like she had sat on the handlebars of my father's bike, although in front he would lead and point and shout. My mother never learned to drive, yet sits in fear at the steering wheel, her hands clenched tight, her knuckles white, memorising her left from right and the names of lesser saints. The sock points towards the earth. My father takes in breath, stands tall and grabs the pierced plough. My mother somehow finds first gear, stands hard on clutch and brake. If the baby cries, a pram will shake and dance above on the headland. Her life in this Pretta field, her man, her pram, her boys, and her eldest bringing tea. Let up your foot, my father shouts. Control tower to pilot and barking sounds, a step-by-step guide to coping in Lee Ground. It will all be over by milking time. The cortege moves slowly up the hill, the sod turned and creased and tramped, the pilot fretting at the steering wheel. The nearing shop is nigh. Which way will I turn, she says. I say, Jim. Only in emergency did she ever use his name.
Countrywide on